KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Step by step, they're getting closer. The year's largest migrant caravan, more than 6,000 people, continues its trek north through Mexico, intent on crossing into the U.S. eventually. This comes as two high-ranking Biden administration officials arrive in Mexico. Secretary of State Blinken and Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas will meet today with Mexican President Obrador for talks about the migrant crisis. And it's not only Central and South Americans who have illegally entered the U.S. An estimated 7,000 Russians, along with tens of thousands of Chinese, are now here as well. U.S. missiles have hit more rebel targets in Iraq. Payback for missile and drone attacks on American forces in the region, attacks launched by Iran-backed rebel groups. There have been scores of such attacks since the start of the war in Gaza. And Israel's military says it has expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to include densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory.
Residents of three camps reported shelling and airstrikes. They are crowded with Palestinians who fled northern Gaza in the early stages of Israel's ground offensive. The camps are built-up towns that hold Palestinians whose families fled or were driven from their homes in what is now Israel during the 1948 war surrounding Israel's independence. According to the Palestinian Health Minister, more than 20,900 Palestinians, two-thirds of them women and children, have been killed since the start of the war. It began after about 1,200 people were killed after Hamas raided southern Israel on October 7th. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNNews.com, the White House acknowledges it is concerned about reports from the International Atomic Energy Agency that Iran is accelerating its drive to develop nuclear weapons. On Wall Street, the Dow, 6 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 26. This is SRN News. A challenge to America's churches.
Sports gaming is taking the nation by storm, and addiction experts say it's only a matter of time before a new wave of gambling addicts begins to crash upon America's shores. Janet Jacobs of Gambling Recovery Ministries tells Christianity Today that churches should be preparing themselves right now, adding that, quote, there really is very little in terms of faith-based outreach to problem gamblers and their loved ones. Some predict the gambling problem will rival the opioid epidemic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legislative sessions begin in January or February in most states, and there haven't been many abortion-related bills filed yet. However, both sides expect that to change. National Right to Life says several states might consider laws, like one in Idaho, that makes it illegal to transport a minor for an abortion without parental consent. Enforcement in Idaho is currently on hold. This is SRN News. Looks like it's been a green Christmas season for many of the nation's retailers.
Holiday sales rose this year and spending remained resilient during the shopping season. That's even as Americans deal with higher prices in some areas. According to MasterCard Spending Pulse, holiday sales from the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed just over 3%. Now that's slower than the 7.6% increase from a year ago, which was quite the surge in spending. This year's sales are more in line with what is typical during the holiday season. Online sales jumped 6.3% from a year ago, and in-person spending rose a modest 2.2%. I'm Shelley Adler.
The financial markets will be watching closely today when the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond releases its monthly manufacturing activity index. Analysts do not expect to see an expansion of the manufacturing sector this month. More details, SRNNews.com.